Latinas lead the pack when it comes to breastfeeding their babies at birth. In fact, over 80% of Latina moms do. That's according to a report by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And more Latinas nurse their children up to 12 months than any other ethnic group in the country. But there's still a lot of misconceptions about breastfeeding and a lot of pressure to get it right, whatever that means. Latino USA producer Brenda Salinas talked to some moms about breastfeeding while Latina.
I really thought it was going to be easy.
Yulia Delgado had read all of the parenting books, but one thing wasn't going according to plan.
I was pumping every 2 to 3 hours. I would get up through the night and pump. I would drink maltas like you will not believe to try to increase the production, and nothing was working.
After struggling for 2 months, she made a decision.
I had to start supplementing because not only for my baby's sake, but I was a wreck.
Luisa Colon was dealing with a completely different breastfeeding problem.
I was struggling to get into my apartment, and my son was a baby. He was in the carrier. He was crying. I had groceries, and one of my neighbors came out to help. She said, "Here, give him to me. I'll hold him while you take your jacket off." I did that, and she said, "Come on, get a bottle. He's obviously hungry." And I said, "He's hungry, but I'm going to sit down and breastfeed him." And it was this moment of, you're still breastfeeding? The expectation was that that's something you do early on. You supplement with formula, you move on to formula. The breastfeeding gets left behind.
She lived in a large Puerto Rican community in Brooklyn. The Latinas around her were shocked that she was still nursing her 20-month-old son.
I was used to being a Latina who got a lot of support from fellow Latinas, just being out in public. And suddenly it wasn't there.
Colon felt like she had to defend her personal choice to strangers.
I constantly heard that my baby wasn't chubby enough. He's so small. How old did you say he was again? And how much does he weigh? I mean, I must have had to answer that like a dozen times.
Sharon Medrano is a lactation consultant. She says she hears this a lot.
Some of it stems from the misconception. Some of it stems from some in the Latino community thinking that babies have to be chubby and chunky to be healthy, when in fact most breastfed babies tend to be on the leaner end.
The argument about how much to breastfeed really takes off online.
There's so much judgment, I feel like, out there. There was a mom breastfeeding her baby as like a protest in front of a formula information booth. That picture irked me so much because I felt like that's great that moms are able to breastfeed and you know that their support is out there. But like once I decided to do formula, I felt like there wasn't that much support out there.
And on the other end of the breastfeeding spectrum,
they seem taken aback by the fact that I chose to do that, that I didn't do formula, that I continued to do it, that I would do it in public. And they weren't trying to be negative, but I could tell the same feelings of support weren't there.
As a lactation consultant, Medrano encourages women to be at peace with their choice.
When you're breastfeeding around Latinas, it's sometimes tough and you have to have like a little bit of a thick skin.
A strong support network at home is crucial.
I was really fortunate that we went home to a supportive environment, you know, my partner, my family.
Yulia Delgado eventually found a way to accept her choice.
My mom was the provider of the maltas, so I did get some pressure from her, but it wasn't, but she understood after, you know, she saw what a wreck I was, that it just wasn't going to be possible for me to do it, so that it was just going to be healthier all around for me to not do it.
There's so many factors to consider in deciding whether you want to breastfeed and for how long. Sharon Medrano.
In the end, it's your baby, and you know what's right, and you know what feels right, or what you want to do.
As in so many health decisions, when it comes to breastfeeding, ignore the haters. Feel free to make your own choices, but know what you're getting into. The mommy wars start at breastfeeding and end at never. For Latino USA, I'm Brenda Salinas.